Of Platte River Radio Sports. A new season is upon us, and unlike the regular season, dreams of high school teams can shatter in just four quarters of play.
The shot is up there, it's no good. Ball is loose, and that's the ball game. Hastings High wins the ball game by one.
We call this new season the postseason, where you bring your best to the floor and hold nothing back.
On the dribble, back outside, top of the key. Klassen a three-pointer, bingo!
It's sub-district basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, and it starts right now. Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads to Minden for the semifinals of the C28 sub-district tournament. It's a sub-district loaded with local teams, Blue Hill, Southern Valley, Donovan Trumbull, and Hastings St. Cecilia.
Charlie Ryan has got the rebound. Allen Pass goes out to Farmer. She winds her way back up the floor and takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good.
Blue Hill and Southern Valley tip off later tonight. But up first, it's St. Cecilia versus Donovan Trumbull. The Hawkettes versus the Cardinals. We start things off with the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take you courtside with the call on tonight's games. Here's Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome back to C.L. Jones Middle School. We're at Minden High School tonight. Game number one is already in the books. Hastings St. Cecilia picking up a win over Donovan Trumbull in the first game at 57-30. So they await the winner of this next ball game in the finals on Thursday. Blue Hill is getting set to take on the Eagles out of Southern Valley in game number two here tonight. Welcome into the New Tech Seeds pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. Blue Hill coming in a record of 19 wins and one loss on the season. That one loss was to Hastings St. Cecilia back on December the 14th. Lost to the Hawkins by a score of 45-32. So if they can get by Southern Valley here tonight in the semifinal ball game, that we get a rematch with the Hawkettes in the finals on Thursday. Blue Hill has won 16 games in a row since then. They won the Twin Valley Conference Tournament with wins over Shelton, Red Cloud, and Deschler. Since the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, they have picked up two wins on their way here to the sub-district tournament, beating Grand Island Central Catholic 38-28 and beating Deschler 51-33. So Blue Hill coming in 19-1 in the season. They're averaging 59 points per ball game in offense, giving up only 25.5 on the defensive end. Their leading scorer is Mackenzie Willicott. She's averaging 18.5 points per ball game for the Cats. Southern Valley, they're coming in a record of 15 wins and 9 losses. They have won 4 out of their last 5 ball games. They also went 3-1 during their conference tournament here this year. They're coming off of 2 straight wins, winning at Southwest by the score of 58-28 and winning at home over Dundee County Stratton by the score of 52-40. Southern Valley is a team that's coming in here averaging 47.3 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 45.2 on the defensive end. And their leading scorer on the season so far has been Jackie Murdoch, who's averaging 13.6 points per ball game. We'll get to the starting lineups now, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. 5 Points Bank now with 3 locations in Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Blue Hill Bobcats here tonight, they will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Lene Komacher, a 5'4" junior. Macy Coffey, 5'11" and a senior. Mackenzie Wellicott, the leading scorer, 5'9" and a junior. Rachel Raymond is a 5'8" senior, and Adrian Lipker is a 5'11" junior. For the Southern Valley Eagles tonight, Emily Becker will get a start, 5'8" and a senior. Jackie Murdoch, 5'9" and a senior. Salisa Brooks is a 5'7" junior. Laura McInturf is 6' and a junior, and Logan Becker is a 5'8" sophomore. Your starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Blue Hill controls the opening tip. The Bobcats will shoot to our basket to our right. This ball game is underway. The winner gets Hastings St. Cecilia on Thursday. Here's a feed down to Macy Coffey. And her shot's no good, but she's fouling the play. So Macy Coffey, we're 9 seconds into the ball game. We pick up our first personal foul in the ball game. going to go in Shalisa Brooks. That's going to be her first team foul in the Eagles. So going to the free throw line for Blue Hill is going to be Macy Coffey, a 63% foul shooter on the season. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. So Coffey misses her first free throw. Blue Hill is a team hitting 62% of their foul shots so far this season. Just underway between Blue Hill and Southern Valley. Next shot is up there and in. And Blue Hill grabs the early 1-0 advantage here over Southern Valley. Southern Valley, the home team, they're dressed in their white with their purple trim here tonight. Blue Hill dressed in their road blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black. There's a feed inside, grabbing the ball there. Is going to be McInturf. She loses control, but it's picked up here by Blue Hill. So the first turnover on Southern Valley is they go into their big girl, McInturf, and she can't control it. Here comes Kometcher back the other way. Now for Blue Hill, an entry pass can be deflected away from Willicott out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Hill ball. They will inbound it. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway, 7:27 to play here in the first quarter. 1-0, Blue Hill has got the lead. They just wound the ball into the lane. Shots up there, no good. Rebounded, foul shot is up there and in by Willicott, and she's fouling the play. So Willicott gets the field goal, and she is fouling the play. She's going to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Murdoch picks up the personal foul for Southern Valley. That's going to be her first, the team's second. Willicott to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Mackenzie Willicott, a three-point play, and bam, just like that, 4-0. Blue Hill has got the lead. The Bobcats will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Here's Brooks, brings the ball to the 10-second line, brings it into the offensive zone. Here's Murdoch with the ball, drives the baseline. She's going to be fouled into play. So we've seen three fouls here in the first minute of the ball game. This foul is going to go on Rachel Raymond of Blue Hill. That's going to be her first, the first team foul into Bobcats. Becker will inbound the ball here for Southern Valley. Baseline right side. They lob it out here to the free throw line. McInturf dribbles down to lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball's brought out of there by Lipker. Here come the Blue Hill Bobcats already with a 4-0 lead here in this basketball game. Here's Lene Kometcher with the ball to the far sideline. Dribbling with it there is going to be Coffey. Now to Kometcher. Booze it down in the corner to Willicott. Back out of the wing to Coffey. They slide it down low. Now in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Adrian Lipker scoring there. Blue Hill is out to an early 6-0 lead here. Over Southern Valley, pressure in backcourt. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Willicott. Her shot's blocked down. Willicott gets her own ball back, shoots and scores. Two turnovers on Southern Valley. Willicott gets the field goal. It's 8-0. Southern Valley is in a hole here early. Now a foul is going to be called here. Blue Hill on the attack in their defensive zone, and they pick up a personal foul here. Coming into the ball game now for Blue Hill is going to be Hannah Akengay. Akengay comes in. Coming out is going to be Raymond. Raymond picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second one. So she's on the bench here in the first 90 seconds of the ball game. Head coach Tim Straff. 8-0 to score. Southern Valley trailing in the ball game. Brooks has got the ball. They get it to Becker. Entry pass goes inside to Murdoch. Their shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Back the other way. Here comes Willicott with the ball. A feed on the left side of the lane. Going for the hole is Kometcher. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought out of there by McInturf. We're 2 minutes into the ball game here. Blue Hill has got the lead over Southern Valley. C2H Sub-District Semifinals. A shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good by Murdoch. And the rebound is brought down here by Lipker of Blue Hill. The Bobcats 19-1 on the season. Their only loss to Hastings St. Cecilia 16 games ago. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Lipker. Ball is tipped down. It's picked up by Logan Becker now for the Southern Valley Eagles. So Southern Valley has went over 2 minutes here in the first quarter without scoring. There's a feed inside to Murdoch. Her shot's up there way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. That's a Macy Coffey with the ball for Blue Hill. Wayside dribble as she brings it into the offensive zone. A feed over there on the wing to a Kometcher. Brings it back out to Coffey. Now to the free throw line to Lipker. Moves it down in the corner to Willicott. Cross-court pass goes to Kometcher. Winds her way down to baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Jackie Murdoch for Southern Valley. The Eagles still have gone scoreless here as we approach the five-minute mark here in the first quarter. With the ball over there is going to be Emily Becker. She holds it. Back out between the circles now to Shalisa Brooks. Brooks dribbling with the ball. Moves it back to the top of the key. Entry pass is tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Willicott for Blue Hill. Drives, shoots, and misses. Rebound Willicott. Follow shot up there. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Blue Hill. It's picked up by Kometcher. Now down to the baseline to Coffey. Her shot is up and in. Macy Coffey scores, and Blue Hill is on a 10-0 lead, and a timeout's called here. Southern Valley spots the Blue Hill Bobcats a 10 spot here in the first quarter. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the opening period. The score, Blue Hill 10, Southern Valley nothing.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Girls regular season action tonight. The Hastings High girls picks up a big win as they beat Grand Island tonight by a score of 57-52. It was Hastings St. Cecilia winning tonight in the first ball game tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 57-30. Also tonight, Minden, they pick up a win in the opening round. There's some district tournament as they had no problem in their opening round tonight. They picked up a 77-28 win over Broken Bow. 10-0 here. Blue Hill has got the lead over Southern Valley. There's an entry pass to Becker. It's going to be deflected away, and Becker loses the ball out of bounds. That's four turnovers now on the Southern Valley. Four turnovers on the Eagles. 10-0 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. There's a Lene Kometcher with the ball into the offensive zone to Macy Coffey. Down to Kometcher. There's a pass dangling across the lane. Then a kick it back out to Coffey. Here's Kometcher for three. Her shot is up there. Good. Lene Kometcher just outside the three-point arc. It's now a 13-0 ball game in favor of Blue Hill. Southern Valley has went nearly 4 minutes without scoring here in the basketball game. Eagles have the ball back in their offensive zone on the far sideline. That's going to be McInturf with the ball. Now over here on the left side is Lisa Brooks, and she throws the ball away. Turnover number 5 on Southern Valley, trying to take it down the low block on the left side. Southern Valley 15-9 on the season. But, boy, they are struggling here early against this Blue Hill defense. 13-0 is the score. Bobcats have the lead. Here's Kometcher, traveling violation. Kometcher being pressured a little bit out here by Quinn. And a traveling violation is called on Blue Hill. Into the ball game now is going to be Murdoch. She returns here for the Eagles. Going out is going to be McInturf. 3:49 to play here in the first quarter. Blue Hill has got the lead over Southern Valley. It is 13-0 here in the ball game. On the wing is going to be Quinn. Her pass out on top is going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up there by Willicott. She drives, shoots, left-handed layup. Good. Mackenzie Willicott, the leading scorer for the Bobcats, averaging 18.5 points per ball game, gets a steal and an easy field goal there. 15-0 now. Blue Hill has got the lead. 3:25 to play here in the opening quarter from Minden here tonight. Quinn has got the ball. Savannah Quinn goes over on the right side as they try to crack this defense. There's a Brooks with the ball. Entry pass to Becker. They throw it to the far sideline again. Becker gets it back out here in three-point territory. To the far side, that's going to be Tia Norman is into the ball game now. On the left baseline, Brooks, a little 10-footer. Good. So Lisa Brooks scores, and it occurs with 3:03 left here in the first quarter. Blue Hill had rattled off 15 straight points. 15-2 now. It's Blue Hill out on top of Southern Valley here in the semifinals of C2-8. There's a pass down low to Willicott. Her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Willicott scoring. She's got 9 points in the ball game. 17-2. Blue Hill has got the lead. There's a Quinn with the ball. Quinn comes out between the rings now to Norman. Brings it back to the left side. That's going to be Becker. Becker now to Brooks, who's out here in three-point territory. Brooks has got the ball on the far side. Pass out to Norman. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted again. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Willicott. Boy, three steals in the first quarter by Mackenzie Willicott. She's got 11 points already. Blue Hill is out on top by a score of 19-2. Here's a Norman with the ball on the wing. Cross-court passes over the head of everybody out of bounds. Six turnovers on Southern Valley. And now the Eagles want to call a timeout. Might be looking for keys to the bus early. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 19, Southern Valley 2.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around. You get more Superstore Outlet.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines. Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines. Customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. 19-2 is the score. It's a Blue Hill out on top of the Southern Valley Eagles here tonight in girls high school basketball. There's a Lipker with the ball, feeds it back down low. They get it down there to Coffey. Now to Lipker again at the free throw line over to Kometscher on the wing on the left side. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's into the backcourt. The chase is on. Kometscher picks it back up. Kometscher sends it down the far sideline, tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Hannah Akunge. The ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Blue Hill playing things in on the far sideline with a minute and 49 seconds to play now. Here in the first quarter, Kometscher has got the ball to Kenzie Hubbles into the ball game now. To Kometscher, lob pass inside is going to be intercepted. Second turnover on Blue Hill. Interception there by Shalisa Brooks. Here comes Southern Valley back with the ball. Here's a feed inside going for the hole. It's on, it's up and in. Jackie Murdoch scoring there for Southern Valley. That's their second field goal. 19-4 now. Hastings, rather, Blue Hill has got the lead over Southern Valley. There's a feed on the high post. Lipker has got the ball. Now to Kometscher on the wing. On the left side, double team. There's a pass to the near side. Now back to Lipker at the free throw line. Her pass is going to be intercepted on the wing. Driving for the goal, and it's going to be tipped out of her hands. That's a Laura McInturf who got the interception for Southern Valley. It was coming back the other way, and the ball was tipped out of bounds. So Blue Hill has turned the ball over a couple of times here in the last two possessions. 1:08 to play here in the first quarter, 19-4. Blue Hill has got the lead here in the C28 sub-district semifinals from Minden. Bounce pass goes inside as McInturf back outside. A three-pointer by Becker, no good. Rebound on the weak side here by Brooks. Keeps the ball alive for Southern Valley. Bounce pass goes inside. Murdoch with the ball. Her shot is up there, no good, but she is fouled in the play. Murdoch is the leading scorer, averaging 13.6 points per ball game here for the Eagles. Personal foul is going to be called on Blue Hill with 57.4 seconds to play. They're going to whistle this one on Lipker. That's going to be her first. So Lipker picks up her first foul, team foul number 3 in the Bobcats. Southern Valley will play things in way outside now to Emily Becker. Lobs it back to the right sideline to Brooks. Now to Becker again, 25 feet away from the basket. To the far sideline, Shalisa Brooks. Cross-court passes over the head of everybody out of bounds. Trying to get it over here to Logan Becker. She threw it too far. 7 turnovers on Southern Valley here in the first quarter. 19-4, Blue Hill has got the lead. Bobcats have lost only once this year to St. Cecilia. Some 16 games ago. Here's a pass deflected. It's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be off of the fingertips of Lene Kometscher out of bounds. So now Southern Valley turning up the heat defensively. They forced some turnovers. In fact, 3 in a row for Blue Hill without getting a shot away. 4 turnovers in all. Now for the Bobcats. There's a pass inside to Murdoch. Throws it down to the left baseline. A shot is up there by Becker. No good. There's a defensive rebound there by Blue Hill. Macy Coffey has got the ball. Coffey gets the ball to Willicott. Shot is up there at him. Coffey gets the assist. Mackenzie Willicott is eating them up now for Blue Hill. She's got 13 points here in the first quarter. Blue Hill has put up 21 on the board here in the opening period. There's Murdoch. Her shot is up there and in. Jackie Murdoch gets her second field goal. She's got 4 points. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Blue Hill into the forecourt. Coffey has got the ball, and she's going to be hitting. The foul's going to be called. The foul's going to be called here with 1.6 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. That's only going to be the fourth team foul called on the Southern Valley, so they will play it in. Blue Hill will on the far side. McInturf picks up her first. Lipker will play things in with 1.6 to play here in the opening period. They lob it in there. There's a shot taken. No good, and a foul is going to be called. Willicott got the ball just left of the basket, and she is fouled in the arm here. Willicott go to the free throw line with no time left on the clock here in the first quarter of play. The foul goes on Becker. That's going to be her first. That's Emily Becker picking up the first personal foul. Mackenzie Willicott to the free throw line. 1 of 1 so far. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Standing all alone at the basket to our right here. As we are down to a 0 on the clock. Here's Mackenzie Willicott's next free throw is up there. No good. The only thing she's done wrong, and that's missed 2 free throws here. That's the end of the first quarter of play tonight in Minden. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 21, Southern Valley 6.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 21-6 to start the second quarter of play. We got a jump ball to get things started here. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Blue Hill, so the Bobcats will play things in. 21-6 after one quarter. Mackenzie Willicott's got 13 points here for the Bobcats. Blue Hill has got the ball down in the baseline. His shot is up there and in. That's Macy Coffey scoring there. Out of the hole for Blue Hill. She's got 5 points in the ball game. And the Bobcats keep this assault on 23-6. Here in quarter number two, here's Murdoch with the ball. Murdoch throws the ball out of bounds, trying to take it to the far sideline to Shalisa Brooks. That was nowhere near Brooks. They threw it out of bounds. 8 turnovers on Southern Valley in the first half of play, 23-6. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Lene Kobmacher. She has it tipped out of her hands out of bounds. Getting over there is going to be McInturf for Southern Valley. It's going to be Blue Hill playing the ball in the far sideline. They get it into a... Lenny Kobmacher dribbles to the top of the key. There's a bounce pass over to Macy Coffey. Coffey dribble penetration, drops it down low to Lipker, and her shot is up and in. Adrian Lipker scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game at Southern Valley. Burns another timeout here. 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Blue Hill 25, Southern Valley 6.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the Bobcats came to play here tonight in Minden. They're out on top of Southern Valley by a score of 25-6. Checking the power ratings earlier today, it appears that Blue Hill, after winning their way to the state tournament in Class C2, despite this record of 19 wins and one loss, I don't think they'll get into the wild cards. They're pretty well on down the list. So after winning their way to the state tournament, they're off to a great start here. 25-6. There's another turnover in Southern Valley as they tried to lob it into the lane. It's going to be picked off. Willicott has got the ball. The co-matcher into the forecourt now to Macy Coffey. There's a pass over in the right side to Raymond. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose. Follow shot, no good underneath the hole, and we got a foul called. Willicott got the offensive board, the attempted putback there, but a personal foul is going to be called here in Southern Valley. It's going to go on Becker. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on Southern Valley here in the first half of play. McKenzie Willicott will go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, no good. She's now missed 3 in a row here from the free throw line. Missed the last 2 in the first quarter. She's now 1 out of 4 from the stripe. She's got 13 points in the ball game here for Blue Hill. Willicott looks it up there. The shot's going to be good. So Willicott has now got 14 in the ball game. It's now a 26-6 ball game. The Blue Hill Bobcats ranked number 7 in the Lincoln Journal Star poll today. Out on top of Southern Valley here in girls high school basketball, C28 Subdistrict from Minden. A big lead. Here's Quinn with the ball now for Southern Valley. Moves it down in the corner to Brecker. Becker comes out. in three-point territory. And Kristen Bowes is into the ball game for the first time. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted again. Guess who? It's going to be Willicott. Drive, shoots, and scores. Another steal, another easy basket for Mackenzie Willicott. 16 points in the ball game now for Willicott, 28-16. It is Blue Hill out on top here in this ball game. There's a shot by Quinn from three-point territory. No good. Rebound comes down here to Blue Hill. Running back the other way is Rachel Raymond. Gets the ball into the hands of Willicott. Now to Kometscher. Now to Coffey. Double team to the wing. Now to Kometscher. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there. Kometscher throws the ball to the far side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bowes as she runs her back the other way. Drive, shoots, and scores. Kristen Bowes scores there on the turnover from Blue Hill. That's the fifth turnover on the Bobcats. Bowes gets her first field goal of the ball game, 28-8. It's a Blue Hill out on top. Here's Coffey sending the ball down on the left baseline off of the fingertips of Willicott out of bounds. And in the ball game now, Kinsey Hubble for Blue Hill. And checking out for the Bobcats is going to be Kometscher. So Kinsey Hubble averaging 2.8 points per ball game is into the contest now. Feed in the lane to Willicott. Shot is up there, no good. Willicott gets her own ball back. It's going to be tipped. Follow shot is up there and in. That's a Macy Coffey scoring there. So Willicott misses two. Macy Coffey finally grabs the rebound and the put back 30-8. Blue Hill is out on top here in this one. Bowes has got the ball on the wing. Comes out to Becker down the left wing. That's going to be Quinn with the ball. And her pass is going to be kicked. That's going to be a violation of Blue Hill. So it's going to be Southern Valley playing the ball in here on the near sideline. McInturf comes back into the ball game now for Southern Valley. Murdoch will come to the bench. I'll check you in. Look, it's going to be Hannah Ockengay comes into the ball game now for the Bobcats. 30-8. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Minden High School tonight. Here's a Becker with the ball over to Bowes. Out to Becker. Now to Bowes on the right side. They lob it down low. Logan Becker shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Logan Becker gets the field goal there for Southern Valley, and she's hacked on the arm. She'll go to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is whistled on Macy Coffey. That's going to be her first. So Logan Becker goes to the free throw line. She's a 60% foul shooter on the season, 36 out of 60, averaging 4 points per ball game. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill, 30-10. The Bobcats have the lead. Here's Macy Coffey with the ball. Gives it away to Kenzie Hubble out here. Now to Macy Coffey in three-point territory. Brings it back to Hubble on the wing on the left side. Double team as they work against this 1-3-1 zone defense of Southern Valley. There's Coffey down low. Ockengay grabs it. Her shot on the baseline is up and in. Hannah Ockengay scoring there. It's now 32-10. Blue Hill is out on top. Here comes Southern Valley back with the ball, back in their offensive zone. Quinn has got it. Quinn goes to Bowes. Two-handed pass down in the corner to Becker. Back out to Kristen Bowes on the wing on the left side to Quinn. Entry pass to get it inside to McInturf. Wheels toward the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Running back the other way, that's Macy Coffey with the ball. Coffey holds it down to the free throw line to Strasburg. Nice pass down low. Her shot is up and in and one. We're going to have a personal foul called here on Southern Valley. It occurs at the 340 mark. This is Raymond who got the field goal, and now she'll go to the free throw line and try to tack on one more. Kristen Bowes picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. It's now 34-10. The winner gets Hastings St. Cecilia on Thursday night right back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Shot from the free throw line by Raymond is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McInturf. 3:36 to play in the second. All Blue Hill tonight, 34-10. In girls high school basketball, entry pass to get it inside to Murdoch. Sends it out on the right baseline to McInturf. She wheels toward the baseline, and the foul is going to be called. That's going to be Coffey, I think, again. Yeah, Blue Hill. Macy Coffey picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Bobcats. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Southern Valley playing the ball in. Emily Becker gets it in on the wing to Shalisa Brooks, who's back into the ball game. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Brooks comes over here on the wing to Becker. Entry pass. They get it inside. A lot of traffic in there and a traveling violation. They get it inside to Laura McInturf, who's trying to take it down to paint. A lot of traffic in there for Blue Hill, and she's calling for the traveling violation. 10 turnovers on Southern Valley here in the first half of play. Blue Hill has got 5. Bobcats out on top by 24, 34-10. Here in girls high school basketball, there's a pass to the free throw line to Lipker, who's back in the ball game. Out of Coffey, they bring it back here to Kometscher. Her cross-court pass is intercepted. Dangerous pass, and it is picked off. The sixth turnover on the Bobcats here in the ball game. Here's McInturf with the ball. McInturf out to Brooks. Bounce pass down in the corner. McInturf. Skip pass comes out here to Becker. Now back out in three-point territory to Brooks. Looking to penetrate. Now she's in trouble. Has to get it away. She does. Far sideline. McInturf has got the ball. Bounce pass comes out to Emily Becker. Becker now to Lisa Brooks. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sends the left side of the lane to Murdoch. Murdoch now to Becker. Bounce pass back inside to Becker. Puts a move on. Drives to the hole. Her shot's partially deflected. Partially deflected there by Lipker of Blue Hill. 34-10. Bobcats have the lead. Here's Macy Coffey with the ball. Dribbles inside the ring. Comes back out to Lene Kometscher. Kometscher in trouble now. There's a pass across the lane. They get it to Raymond. Her shot's going to be deflected from behind. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. Willicott comes back into the ball game now for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Coming out is going to be, let's see, Hannah Ockengay is going to check out as we approach the two-minute mark here in the second quarter. Here's Lipker just inside the free throw line. His shot's going to be short, no good. The ball is saved from going out of bounds, but now it does, and it's going to be Blue Hill ball. Bobcats, nope, it's going to be Southern Valley's ball. Blue Hill trying to save it down there. Couldn't get to it. That was Raymond who got her hands on it. Southern Valley will come back the other way with 2 minutes to play. Entry pass to get it inside to Murdoch. Murdoch sends it down in the corner to the right side to McInturf. She holds the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Brooks. Now to McInturf. Down in the corner. Drives the baseline. She's double-teamed. Has to get rid of it. She does. Nearly threw it out of bounds. Emily Becker has got it down for Southern Valley. Comes over to Shalisa Brooks. Down in the corner on the left side. They get it down to Becker. Works it back around to Laura McInturf. Free throw line jumper is going to be knocked down from behind. And the ball is taken down here by Lipker. Lipker now to Mackenzie Willicott. She drives, shoots, and scores. Mackenzie Willicott scores. She's now got 18 points in the ball game here in the first half alone. Exactly half of the points. 36-10. Blue Hill has got the lead with 1:15 to play. Here's Shalisa Brooks with the ball. Entry pass again goes inside. That's a Murdoch. Dribbles out to the free throw line. Gives the ball to Emily Becker. Becker now to Brooks. Entry pass again. They get it to Murdoch. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Brooks. Her shot for three is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound is loose on the far side. It's picked up here by Blue Hill. Macy Coffey with the ball for Blue Hill down the right sideline. 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Blue Hill has got the ball. Here's Lipker at the free throw line. Lobs it down here to Willicott. Willicott now to Coffey. Cross-court pass goes over to Kinsey Hubble. Her bounce pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. Trying to take it down low to Raymond. Hubble threw it too far. That's going to be a turnover on Blue Hill. That's their seventh of the ball game. There's a Raymond back out of the contest now for the Bobcats. Back in there is going to be Ockengay. 36-10. Blue Hill has got the lead. There's a long-range jumper put up from the left side. It's up and in. Logan Becker hits a shot there as she banks one home. 36-13 now. 20 seconds to play. There's a long-range three put up there from the right corner. It's up and in. Mackenzie Willicott again hitting a three ball. It's now 39-13, 7 seconds to play. There's a pass to the free throw line to Murdoch. Murdoch moves it down in the corner to Becker. Gets it back inside to Murdoch. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. Game number two here tonight. Semifinals in the C28 sub-district tournament. The Blue Hill Bobcats all over Southern Valley here. In game number two, it's the Bobcats 39 and the Eagles 13. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Minden, C.L. Jones Middle School. It is Blue Hill out on top of Southern Valley here tonight in the girls' C28 sub-district semifinal game, 39-13. Blue Hill has got the lead. Bobcats scored the first 15 points of the ball game here tonight, and it wasn't until almost 5 minutes into the contest, 3 minutes and 3 seconds to be exact, that Southern Valley got their first field goal of the ball game. By then it was 15-2. Blue Hill got onto a 19-2 lead in the first quarter. It was 21-6 at the end of one. Blue Hill then rattled off, seven more points to make it a 28-6 ball game. You get the picture. It was completely dominated by the Bobcats here. 39-13 our score at halftime. Mackenzie Willicott, nobody can stop her. She's got 21 points in the ball game here for Blue Hill. She has knocked down 8 field goals. She has got a 3-pointer, and she is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line, all in the first half of play for the Bobcats. The leading scorer for Southern Valley is Logan Becker. She has got 5 points here in the ballgame. Welcome in to the Allen Superstore halftime show here tonight. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. In the first ball game tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia knocked off Donovan Trumbull by a score of 57-30. Morgan Nicholas scores 10 points in the first quarter alone for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia led 16-7 at the end of the first period, got out to a 22-7 lead early in the second quarter, led at halftime 27-10, led at the end of three quarters 45-21, and the Hawkettes win their 10th game in a row as they beat Donovan Trumbull for the second time this season, this time by a score of 57-30. Leading the way tonight was Morgan Nicholas. She scores 14 points all in the first half. Chandra Farmer had 14, with 12 of those coming in the second half of play. Claire Hamburger had 13 points. Leading the way for Donovan Trumbull was Kaylee Glover. She finishes with 13. Donovan Trumbull ends the season with a mark of 8 wins and 16 losses. Hastings St. Cecilia is now 19-3. The Hawkettes will play the winner of this ball game coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock here in Minden. 39-13. Blue Hill has got the lead over Southern Valley tonight. We'll come back and we'll check the scoring in the first half as we continue on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 39-13, our score. Blue Hill is out on top of the Southern Valley Eagles here at the break. Run down the scoring for you. Mackenzie Willicott leading the way for the Bobcats. She has got 21 points in the ball game, 8 field goals, 1 3-pointer. She's 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Willicott with 21 to lead the Bobcats. Other scorers, Macy Coffey. She has got 7 points. Coffey's got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 7. Adrian Lipker, she's got 4 points on 2 field goals. Hannah Akengay, she's got a field goal for 2. Rachel Raymond, she's got a field goal for 2 points. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. The other scorer for Blue Hill has been Lene Komatcher. She has got a 3-point field goal for 3 points. Blue Hill has turned the ball over 7 times during the first half of play, and they are 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Southern Valley got to the line just 1 time in the first half. They're 0 out of 1. The leading scorer is Logan Becker. She has got 5 points in the ball game, a 3 and a 2. She is 0 of 1 for the line for 5 points. Jackie Murdoch has got 4 field goals, actually 2 points and 4 field goals, 2 field goals for 4 points. Kristen Bowe, she's got a field goal for 2, and Shalisa Brooks, she's got a field goal and 2 points. It's a Blue Hill leading at halftime over Southern Valley by the score of 39-13. We'll take a break and come back and check some scores as we continue on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show right after this.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at halftime. It's Blue Hill out on top of Southern Valley here in the C28 sub-district semifinal game, 39-13. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. You can also check them out online at furnituredirecthastings.net. Again, action earlier tonight in the C110 sub-district at Kearney High School tonight. Minden beat Broken Bow by a score of 77-28. So Minden will move on. They'll face either Centura or Kearney Catholic in the finals on Thursday. Kearney Catholic at last check had a lead in the ball game over Centura. It was 16-10 the last check we had. Again, it was Hastings St. Cecilia winning tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 57-30. Got a score in from Class D District, D28, out of Lexington tonight. It was Eustace Farnham beating Sumner Eddyville Miller by a score of 48-33. The Hastings High girls basketball team beat Grand Island tonight by the score of, let's see, the final score back at the Tiger Gym was 57-52. Hastings over Grand Island. In the boys' ball game, 12-7, Grand Island had the lead over Hastings High after one quarter. This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings, also online at furnituredirecthastings.net. Here's a Blue Hill with a ball as they begin this third quarter to play. Coffee drives for the hole, and she's going for the steps. That's 8 turnovers on Blue Hill. Southern Valley has got 10. Blue Hill with a big lead here. The winner will get Hastings St. Cecilia on Thursday night at 7. Around the game for you here on The Breeze. It's a 7 o'clock start. 6:45 will be the pregame show on The Breeze on Thursday night. Here's a Brooks with the ball now for Southern Valley. The Eagles dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the purple, shooting to our basket to our right here. Blue Hill's now in a zone defense. Driving down the hole is going to be Murdoch, and he's going to be fouled into play. Murdoch is fouled into play here by Raymond. Rachel Raymond picks up her third personal foul here for the Bobcats. Southern Valley will play things in. There's a Brooks with the ball. Brooks comes out here in the three-point territory. Now to the right wing to McInturf. McInturf gives it up, and now a pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Komatcher. She drives, shoots, and scores. Lene Kometscher gets the interception and a field goal. Turnover number 11 on Southern Valley. Kometscher now with 5 points in the ball game, and it's 41-13. Blue Hill has got the lead here in girls basketball. Bounce pass comes inside and back outside the ring. A long three-pointer is put up there. No good by Becker. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in by Logan Becker. Becker now with 7 points in the basketball game. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be deflected away as Blue Hill will play things in again here in the backcourt. 6:37 to play here in the third quarter. It's 41-15. The Bobcats out on top looking for their 20th win here on the season. This would be their 17th win in a row here since losing to St. Cecilia back there in the middle part of December. Here come the Bobcats back the other way. A shot is up there and in. Mackenzie Willicott scores again. Willicott now with 23 in the ball game. It's 43-15. Blue Hill has got the lead. Southern Valley with the ball. Southern Valley gets it inside down to Murdoch. Her pass can be deflected away. The scramble is on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Eagles of Southern Valley. It'll be Blue Hill playing things in. Here in backcourt with the basketball there is going to be Macy Coffey. She is double-teamed. Coffey gets the ball all the way to Kometscher. Brings it across the 10-second line. Willicott sends the ball across the lane. It's going to be deflected away by Raymond. It's saved from going out of bounds, but right in the hands of Shalisa Brooks. Turnover number 9 on the Blue Hill in the ball game. Brooks dribbles down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good by Murdoch. Rebound comes down here to Peterson, or rather to Lipker. Adrian Peterson has got the ball. Now to Lipker. Over here on the wing on the left side to Macy Coffey. She holds it on the wing. Coffey comes out into three-point territory to Kometscher. Now to Coffey. Entry pass. Lipker has got the ball at the free throw line. Gets it back out here to Coffey. Now on the right wing. Kometscher for three. Shot good. Kometscher throws down a three ball. That's her second three of the night. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It is 46-15. Southern Valley. No contest here tonight for Blue Hill. There's a long pass inside. A shot off the window is up and in. Maura McInturf scoring there for Southern Valley. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 46-17. Southern Valley attacking here in backcourt. Blue Hill breaks it easily. Driving is going to be Raymond. Her shot is up and in. Rachel Raymond scores. They had Willicott back there as well. Raymond takes it to the hole and scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 48-17. Down to 5 minutes to play here in quarter number three. There's a long-range jumper put up there from the near sideline. It's going to be no good by Emily Becker. Rebound comes down to the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Running back the other way. That's going to be Coffey with the ball. Coffey holds it as she brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. Here's Kometscher with the ball to Lipker. Out to Coffey for three. It hits the front iron. No good. Rebound. Lost out of bounds. It's going to be Southern Valley ball. Eagles will play things in here in backcourt. Coming into the ball game is going to be Hannah Ockengay. Ockengay comes in now for the Bobcats, and Raymond will come to the bench. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in this one. It is 48-17. The Blue Hill Bobcats have got the lead over Southern Valley. Becker lobs the ball inside again. It's going to go to McInturf, and she's fouled into play. Laura McInturf is fouled into play here. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called here on Lipker of Blue Hill. That's going to be her second. The second foul on Lipker, that's going to be team foul number 2 on the Bobcats. Going to the free throw line will be Laura McInturf. She's a 38% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. McInturf hits the free throw. Kearney Catholic is out on top of Centura, 32-20. That game is near halftime now. Kearney Catholic 32, Centura 20. Next shot is up there. It's going to be in and out, no good. Rebound comes down here to the Blue Hill Bobcats. That's Coffey with the ball. That's only the second and third free throws of the night for Southern Valley. 48-18, a 30-point lead here for the Bobcats. Blue Hill with the ball. There's Lipker, drops it down low, grabbing the ball down there, and the shot is up and in. That's going to be Ockengay. Hannah Ockengay scoring there for Blue Hill. That's going to be her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. 50-18, Blue Hill with the lead just by the four-minute mark. Here's Murdoch with the ball at the free throw line, dribbles down the left side of the lane. Her shot's good, and she's fouled. Murdoch falls down on the play. She takes it to the hole. She scores. That's her third field goal of the ball game. She's now got 6 points. And Jackie Murdoch goes to the free throw line now for Southern Valley. 3:49 to play here in the quarter. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Ockengay. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Bobcats. Going to the free throw line will be Jackie Murdoch. She has got 6 points in the basketball game. on three field goals. Her first free throw of the night is going to be off of the right side. No good. Ball is loose. It's picked up here. Coffey has got the ball for Blue Hill, running back the other way. Now to Hubble. She drives it, and she's going to be fouled into play. Kinsey Hubble just checked back in there, took it to the hole, and she is fouled into play. And now Kinsey goes to the free throw line here for the Bobcats. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Tia Norman. And he picks up her first for Southern Valley. So going to the free throw line will be Hubble for Blue Hill. A 63% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Blue Hill 3 out of 8 on free throws in the first half. They missed their first one here. Kenzie Hubble misses it. She'll have one more shot. Dips the knees, throws it up there. The shot is going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Southern Valley. Emily Becker with the ball now with 3:40 to play. 50-20. Blue Hill has got a 30-point lead here in the semifinals of the C28 sub-district tournament. Brooks has got the ball. Now to Becker. They move to the far sideline. A long-range jumper by McInturf. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Brooks. Brings it out in three-point territory to Becker. Back down in the corner. It's Shalisa Brooks with the ball. To Becker cranks up the long three. Her high-arcing tray is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Macy Coffey. Coffey has got it for Blue Hill. She brings it back the other way on the dribble. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline to Hubble. Moves it down in the corner to Willicott. To Hubble. Cross-court pass to Coffey on the wing. Entry pass to Willicott. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be brought down here by Emily Becker. So Willicott finally misses one. Under 3 minutes to go. It's 50-20. Blue Hill has got the lead. There's a Norman with the ball. Norman comes across the top to Becker to the far sideline. Quinn, who's back into the ball game. Now to Murdoch. Back out to Quinn. They work it back around to the right wing. Tia Norman has got the ball. Now to Brooks, driving the ball toward the hole there. Now she's going to be fouled in a play as she was double-teamed. A foul is going to be called on Sydney Strasburg, who's into the ball game now for Blue Hill. Strasburg picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Bobcats. And now Blue Hill wants to call a timeout. Blue Hill calls a timeout with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Blue Hill 50, Southern Valley 20.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball here tonight on The Breeze. KLIQ, 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia wins the first game tonight over Donovan Trumbull, 57-30. This one was not in doubt from the opening tip. 50-20 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead over Southern Valley tonight. McInturf with the ball. Now to Brooks, right side of the lane. Moves it down here at the baseline. Comes back out to Murdoch, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out into three-point territory. That's Quinn with the ball. Quinn out of Murdoch to the far sideline. Dribbling. And now we got a jump ball called. That's McInturf dribbling the ball to the left side of the lane. She is tied up in the play. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Blue Hill. So officially a turnover on Southern Valley. That's their 13th of the ball game. 2:16 to play here in the third. Here comes Komatcher back in for Blue Hill. Coffey comes to the bench. 50-20, Blue Hill has got the lead. The Bobcats looking for their 20th win of the season here with a victory tonight. They're 19-1, ranked number 7 in the Lincoln Journal Star paper out this morning. There's a Blue Hill with the ball in their offensive zone. Hubble has got it. Goes over to Komatcher, not a Hubble, near sideline. McKenzie Willicott. Skip pass goes over to Komatcher. Her bounce pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to take it down into the right corner. It was deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to Hannah Ockengay. Ockengay now plays things in. Baseline left side. They come out to Komatcher here. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass. Nice pass to Ockengay, but she blows the shot off of the baseline. Rebound comes down here to Southern Valley. Eagles have the ball. Murdoch gets it away. 1:46 to play. Here in the third quarter, Becker for three from a different area code. Her shot is going to be no good. Ball is loose. It's picked up on a hop here. That's Kinsey Hubble with a rebound with the Bobcats. Hubble gets it back now to the near side. Willicott has got it. Her pass is deflected into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Komatcher. Komatcher down the near sideline to Willicott. She holds the ball. Skip pass goes over to Kenzie Hubble. Now to Komatcher. Gometscher holds the ball against his zone and now backs her back out near the 10-second line. 1:15 to play here in the third quarter. The Bobcats leading by 30. Lene Kometscher just holds the ball out here. She's content right across the 10-second line. Sends it over to Hubble. Now here's Southern Valley going to attack a little bit. Here's a pass down in the corner. It's going to be deflected and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there was Logan Becker of Southern Valley. So it's going to be Blue Hill playing it in from the near sideline. Willicott will get it in the hands of Kometscher again. Dribble penetration down the lane to the goal. She goes and her shot is up and in. So they spread the floor and Lene Kometscher takes the ball right to the goal and scores. She's got 10 points in the ball game, 52-20. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Southern Valley with the ball back in their offensive zone. Becker has got it down to the near sideline to Logan Becker. Takes it down on the low block right side. Bounce pass goes to Murdoch. She wheels in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Jackie Murdoch now with 8 points in the ball game, 52-22. Down to 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's a bounce pass to Willicott here on the near sideline. Double teamed. And now we got a timeout called as the Willicott was double teamed, trapped along the near sideline. And head coach Tim Streff calls up and saves the possession, calls a timeout. 23.3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 52, Southern Valley 22.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 23.3 seconds to play. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. All Blue Hill tonight. They scored the first 15 points in the ballgame. They haven't looked back. Blue Hill now leading by 30, 52-22 with 23.3 seconds to play. Inbounds pass is going to be knocked down from Coffey, and it goes out of bounds. We're going to have a foul called out here on Southern Valley in three-point territory. It's going to be on Logan Becker. She got her money's worth there. Personal foul. It's going to be number one on Becker. Team foul number two on the Eagles. Blue Hill playing things in on the far sideline. They come over here to Lene Kometscher. Kometscher looks at the clock. We're down to 15 seconds to play. Here's Macy Coffey with the ball. Coffey dribbling out here in the three-point territory to Kometscher. Kometscher's lob pass in the lane is going to be grabbed down there by Ockengain. She's going to have the ball stripped away. Picked up by Shalisa Brooks coming back the other way. Brooks throws up a shot at the buzzer. No good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books in the semifinals in girls C2-8 action. Blue Hill, the seventh-ranked team in Class C2 with a lead over Southern Valley after three. Blue Hill 52, Southern Valley 22.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Where do you get more Superstore? Islands, Superstore, shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Whether you get more Superstore, Outlet Superstore.
As we come back, Blue Hill has got to basketball to begin this fourth quarter of play. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Kometscher. She grabs the ball and the rebound goes back up. Her shot no good. Follow shot by Lifker, no good. Rebound and a jump ball is going to be called. McInturf came down with the ball there for Southern Valley. She was tied up in the play, so the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Blue Hill. They will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. A pass in the lane, tipped away. Picked up. There's a shot in the lane. The shot is up and in. getting the field goal again is going to be, looks like Macy Coffey gets the field goal. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. 54-22 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. Bounce pass goes inside. Murdoch has got the ball. Her pass back out between the rings. It could be intercepted. Long pass ahead. They get it to Kometscher. Drive, shoots, and scores. Renee Kometscher scores. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. 15 turnovers on Southern Valley. 56-22. Blue Hill blowing the Eagles right out of here tonight. Girls High School basketball. There's Becker with the ball. Becker between the rings. They get it out here to Shalisa Brooks. Moves it down to Becker. Cross-court pass comes over here to Logan Becker. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Raymond has got the ball for the Bobcats into the offensive zone. Down to Lene Kometscher here on the near sideline. Kometscher, her pass back out on top. That's going to be Macy Coffey with the ball. Coffey holds it. Coffey now to Lene Kometscher. Is Southern Valley content to stay in the zone defense? Kometscher goes over to Macy Coffey. Dribbles at the top of the key. Now to Kometscher. Her pass behind Lipker, but is picked up by Blue Hill on the other side. Kometscher gets the ball back now. Kometscher sends it over to Willicott. Holds the ball high above her head. Out of the near sideline. That's going to be Kometscher with the ball. Now to Macy Coffey over there. Coffey holds it on the wing. Coffey splits a couple of defenders. Moves it down to the short right baseline. A shot no good. Coffey gets the rebound. Shot is up there and in. Macy Coffey scores. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. And now we've got to Southern Valley wanting to call a timeout. Or what do we have here? Well, the officials thought they wanted a timeout. Evidently, they don't. The coach says, nope, we don't want a timeout. It's 5:56 to go in the fourth quarter. So Southern Valley will play things in. 58-22. It's Blue Hill out on top, and it appears it's going to be Blue Hill against Hastings St. Cecilia on Thursday night in the sub-district final here in Minden. Seventh-ranked Blue Hill and fourth-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia. 7 o'clock starting time, 6:45 for the pregame. There's a shot taken by McInturf. No good. The scramble is on, and the rebound. Three players to the deck. Ball comes rolling out here. Southern Valley keeps it alive. Under 6 minutes to play here in the ball game. There's Murdoch to the ball. She is knocked down. Ball is loose again. Who's got it? Blue Hill finally grabs it. Here's a Macy Coffey with the ball. Coffey into the forecourt. Now to Kometscher. Kometscher dribbles inside the ring. Throws it back out there. That's going to be Akengay with the ball down in the corner. Now a skip pass comes over here. Kometscher, she has the ball stripped away. It is stripped away here by Shalisha Brooks. 11 turnovers on Blue Hill. Brooks comes back, and she's going to be fouling the play. Shalisha Brooks gets the interception. She goes coast-to-coast there for Southern Valley. Finally, a foul is going to be called here on Lipker of Blue Hill. That's going to be her third. So Brooks goes to the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far tonight. On a field goal, 47% from the free throw line for the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Brooks now 30 out of 65 from the free throw line this season. She'll get one more shot. It's up there. The shot is good. So she hits one out of two. And Blue Hill will come back with the basketball with a big 58-23 lead. We're down to 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the basketball game tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School at Minden. There's a feed inside again to Willicott. She goes up. The ball stripped away. It's picked up by Raymond, and she's fouling the play. Ball was stripped away from Willicott right in front of the hole, but Raymond was Johnny on the spot there for Blue Hill, and she's fouling the play. But now Raymond will go to the free throw line for the Bobcats. Brooks picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Raymond goes to the free throw line for Blue Hill. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's now one out of two from the line tonight. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. Down on the scorer's table, checking in is going to be Sydney Strasburg. Strasburg comes in. Lipker checks out. 59-23. Blue Hill well on their way to the 20th victory of the season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes out of McInturf. McInturf now to Shalisa Brooks. As Brooks comes into the forecourt, splits a couple of defenders, drives the ball to the hole. A lot of contact in there, and finally a foul is called. As Brooks takes the ball to the hole, the foul is going to go on Sydney Strasburg. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six on Blue Hill. Non-shooting situation. Here's Quinn with the ball. Quinn down in the corner to Brooks. To McInturf. Her shot off of the right baseline is no good. Rebound comes down to the Bobcats. So here comes Blue Hill back with the ball with 4:39 to play in the ball game. Blue Hill's got it. Here's Kometscher. Comes out between the rings. That's going to be Hannah Akengay. Rainbow pass to the near sideline. Kometscher climbs the ladder to grab that one. There's an entry pass deflected away from Strasburg. Picked up by Akengay on the far sideline. Akengay sends it down on the right block. That's going to be Let's see. That's going to be Coffee back out here on the wing. A three-pointer put up there by Kometscher. No good. Rebound comes down to Quinn for Southern Valley, streaking back the other way. Quinn will hold up. Now she's in trouble. Sends it back out into three-point territory to Brooks. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Double team. Brooks in trouble, and she gets it out here to McInturf. Down in the corner of the right sideline. Out here on the wing now to Logan Becker. The ball tipped away. Now we got a jump ball called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Southern Valley, so the Eagles will play things in. Hubble comes into the ball game. Mackenzie Willicott will come to the bench. Willicott's got 23 points in the ball game, 21 of those in the first half of play for the Cats. So Southern Valley plays things in. Here's Quinn with the ball. Quinn comes across the top. That's going to be Tia Norman who's back into the ball game. Now to Quinn, out here to Brooks. Over on the high left side, Becker throws up a three. It's going to be an air ball. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by Blue Hill. That's going to be Raymond with the ball. Raymond brings it up the near sideline into the offensive zone with 3:35 to play in the ball game. Blue Hill with a lead, 59-23. The Bobcats led at halftime, 39-13. Led at the end of the first quarter, 21-6. There's a pass on the right baseline. A short little jumper is up there by Akingay. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Southern Valley. Down the near sideline, Shalisha Brooks with the ball. Takes it down in the corner. She's double-teamed. Brooks sends it right side of the lane to McInturf on the baseline. Turnaround jumper good. Laura McInturf scores. She's got 5 points in the ball game, 59-26. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Lene Kometscher with the ball. Goes over to Hubble. Not a Kometscher. Near sideline. Raymond has got it. Entry pass inside. A shot by Strasburg. No good. Rebound comes down here to McInturf. Southern Valley has got the ball for the final 2 minutes and 49 seconds here in this one. Back the other way. A long-range three is put up there. It is no good by Quinn. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. That's Hannah Akingay with the board. Dribbles to the far sideline. Gets the ball ahead to Kinsey Hubble. Hubble looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it back out here to Kometscher. Down the near sideline to Raymond. Entry pass again to Strasburg. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to McInturf. 2:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. 59-25. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Logan Becker with the ball. Becker comes out here to Shalisha Brooks. Gets it back inside to Becker. Double team. Throws it down on the right baseline. A shot from 15. It's going to be no good by Logan Becker. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on Blue Hill's Raymond, who picks up her fourth personal foul. So going to the free throw line will be Tia Norman for Southern Valley. She's 3 out of 8 from the line so far on the season. She's averaging 2.2 points per ball game. Has not scored tonight. Norman looks up there. Norman throws it up there, and his shot is good. Right down through the hole for Tia Norman for Southern Valley. She's a 5'4" freshman who scores in this basketball game. She'll have one more shot here. The Misco Sports postgame show is straight ahead here on the Breeze. Tia Norman will have one more. Shot is up there. The shot is off of the back iron, straight up into the air, and right down through the hole. So Tia Norman hits a pair of free throws, and it's 59-27. Blue Hill has got the lead here in girls high school basketball. Here's a pass deflected away. Kinsey Hubble picks it up here on the near sideline. Now she's double-teamed and has her pocket picked. That's Quinn with the ball. Drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled. Savannah Quinn scoring there. She steals the ball away. She gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play. She goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Quinn. She is 4 out of 12 on free throws so far this year. This is her first chance. A toss here tonight. Her shot is up there and in, so a three-point play. And now the Blue Hill Bobcats lead is 29 points. Here's Hubble. She's double-teamed here in backcoot. Now we got a toot of the whistle. And we're going to have a timeout called here from Tim Streff, the head coach of Blue Hill. So Kenzie Hubble was trapped along the baseline here in backcourt. He wants to save the possession. And he calls the timeout. 1:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Blue Hill 59, Southern Valley 30.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Also online at furnituredirecthastings.net. Grand Island leading Hastings High at halftime in boys play. The Islanders 23, the Tigers 13. Hastings High girls tonight beat Grand Island by a score of 57-52. Here comes Blue Hill back with the ball as they streak it down the right sideline, cuts it toward the goal. The ball is deflected away, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Blue Hill basketball as they play things in. But all the scores that have come trickling across the desk here today. We'll get those before we leave the airwaves tonight here on the Breeze. 59-30 is the score. Blue Hill has got the ball. The second and third team is trying to mop up out there. Now we got a foul called. Nope, they're out of bounds on the far sideline. So it's going to be Blue Hill again playing in the ball. Leading in this ball game by a score of 59-30. Here's Eurico Hernandez Peel into the ball game now for Blue Hill. Comes over to Hannah Ockengay, and she's going to be fouling a play. Ockengay is fouled. That's going to be team foul number four in Southern Valley. So they've got a couple of wastes here before sending Blue Hill to the free throw line. Brooks picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. So the Bobcats will have the ball. Here's a Hannah Ockengay. Lobs the ball into the lane. This Strasburger shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brooks. Southern Valley now with the ball with a minute and 18 seconds to play. Brooks to the far sideline. To Kristen Bowes back out to Brooks in three-point territory. The McInturf back outside to Quinn. Her shot for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Bobcats running back the other way. Down the right sideline. This is going to be Kenzie Hubble with the ball. Hubble down in the corner to Lindsay Hafer, who's into the ball game now. And the ball stripped away from her out of bounds. Into the ball game now is going to be Peyton Ellis for Southern Valley. Also coming in is going to be Alicia Joppa for the Eagles. Joppa is a 5'6" sophomore. Ellis is 5'6" and a junior, seeing some playing time here. Here's Eureka Hernandez-Peel for the Blue Hill Bobcats. The Ockengay to the far sideline to Hubble. Down in the corner to Lindsay Hafer. Out to Hernandez-Peel. Over here to Ockengay. Free throw line extended left side. She is trapped. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. That's Quinn with the ball now for Southern Valley. She takes the ball. The Rocker shot is up there. No good. Rebounded here by the Bobcats. Kenzie Hubble with the ball now with 27 seconds to play. Hubble into the forecourt. Gets it to Hernandez-Peel. Ball high above her head. Goes over to Kenzie Hubble. There's Ockengay. Grabs the ball. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Peyton Ellis. Ellis now to Tia Norman. 10 seconds to play. Norman into the forecourt. The far sideline. Bowes has got it. She comes back the other way to Savannah Quinn. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Over to Bowes for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. And that's going to be the ball game. The Blue Hill Bobcats win by 29 points here in the girls' C28 sub-district semifinals. And that sets up a classic for Thursday in the sub-district finals between 4th-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia and 7th-ranked Blue Hill. That game will start at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on the Breeze, beginning with a pregame show at 6:45. But Blue Hill wins it tonight easily over Southern Valley. The final score of 59-30. We've got the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 59-30. The final score here is Blue Hill knocks off Southern Valley in girls high school basketball. So the Bobcats are now 20-1 on the season as they get ready to face Hastings St. Cecilia, the only team to beat them so far this season. And they'll play on Thursday. This is the 17th straight win for Blue Hill. They're now 20-1 in the season. Southern Valley, they dropped to 15 wins and 10 losses. That's where they'll end their season. 15-10, losing to Blue Hill in the semifinals in Class C 2-8. Checking the scoring for Blue Hill tonight in this ball game on our Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years, and he will for years to come. You can call him at their Ord storefront location anytime. See him before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. 23 points for Mackenzie Willicott tonight. She had 21 in the first half alone. Willicott was a horse inside tonight for Blue Hill. Of Southern Valley had no answer for her. 23 points in the ball game with 21 coming in the first half of play. Willicott, she knocks down 8 field goals. She had a 3-pointer thrown in there. Actually, she had 9 field goals, had a 3-pointer, and she was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Also scoring in double figures tonight for Blue Hill was Lene Kometscher. Kometscher had 2 3-pointers, had a couple of 2-point field goals in there as well. Actually, 3 2-point field goals and 2 3-point field goals. So she ends up with 12 points. Macy Coffey, she had 11 points, 5 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Blue Hill, Rachel Raymond had 5 points, couple of field goals, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Hannah Ockengay, 2 field goals for 4 points. Adrian Lipker, 2 field goals and 4 points. Blue Hill, 4 out of 12 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Unofficially, 12 turnovers in the ball game. For Southern Valley, they were led tonight by Jackie Murdoch. She scores 8 points. Murdoch had 4 field goals, and she was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Logan Becker, she hit a 3, a couple of 2-point field goals, and she was 7 points in the scorebook here tonight for Southern Valley. Their other scorers, Laura McInturf, she had 5 points and a couple of field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. You had Kristen Bowes score a field goal for 2. Shalisha Brooks had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. Savannah Quinn had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 1 from the line for 3. And Tia Norman, she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 2 points. 5 out of 9 from the line in the ball game tonight for Southern Valley, unofficially 15 turnovers in the basketball game. So it was Blue Hill beating Southern Valley in the second ball game tonight by a score of 59-30, almost the exact same score in the first ball game. St. Cecilia knocks off the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals tonight by a score of 57-30. So it'll be Donovan Trumbull, or rather be St. Cecilia playing Blue Hill in the final on Thursday night, right back here at Minden. 7 o'clock starting time, 6:45 for the pregame show here on the Breeze. We'll take one timeout. We'll come back and check some scores around the area right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So in addition to the scores here, Minden has picked up a win over Broken Bow tonight. That in the C-110 sub-district tournament at Kearney High School. Final score in that ball game was 77-28. The second ball game, they're at the end of the third quarter now. It's Kearney Catholic out on top of Centura by a score of 50-27. Also in girls basketball tonight in the sub-district tournaments, all the way down in D28, we saw Eustis Farnham. They beat Sumner Eddyville Miller tonight by a score of 48-33. Girls high school regular season action tonight, a big win for the Hastings High girls. They go above the 500 mark for the first time this season as they beat Grand Island by a score of 57-52. At last check at halftime, it was Grand Island leading in the boys' game over Hastings High by a score of 23-13. Again, the two scores here, it was Blue Hill beating the Southern Valley Eagles tonight by a score of 59-30. The Bobcats improved to 20-1 on the season. Meanwhile, St. Cecilia, they picked up a win in the opener tonight, 57-30 over Donovan Trumbull. The Hawkettes are now 19-3. And again, those two teams will score off on Thursday. It'll be a starting time of 7 o'clock. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 7:45 here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. That'll do it. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. For Caleb Brennecke, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Minden.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.